6. You are listening to the new Classical FM. This is Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene, and it's Tuesday, which means it's time for another installment of the Anti-Noise Pollution League that we have put together to promote restaurants that encourage not only incredible dining experiences,
right,
but to augment that dining experience, the music isn't so blaring that you can't have conversation.
Absolutely.
And joining us today is Diela Alid, the sous chef and co-owner of Zezefun, which is a Syrian cuisine restaurant at 4 Manor Road East, which is just smack between the Davisville and Eglinton subway stations. Welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure having you. Now, I haven't had the privilege of eating at your restaurant yet, something I'm very soon will fix. But give us an overview of the restaurant.
So Zezefun provides or brings new authentic Syrian flavors to town. We are focusing on serving all different tastes, and whether it's vegan, vegetarian, or meat lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making sure that we bring the very exotic flavors just to show people our culture through food.
Nice.
Now, I see something here on the menu that looks intriguing. It's a specialty, and it's called Yola's Lebne.
Yes.
What is that?
I'm intrigued.
So, Lebne is actually a vegetarian dish.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's basically strained yogurt, fresh yogurt. We don't add any preservatives to it. Mm-hmm. We do it in two ways. Fresh labneh, which is a spread. So we make it and we eat it within a few days and we put it in the fridge. And the other one is a pantry kind of labneh. So back in the days where there was no fridges, mm-hmm. they would actually roll them into balls and then put some flavors, whether it's thyme or the black seed. And then we sink them in olive oil.
Ooh.
And that's the preservative part of it. So olive oil preserves it for months if you want, as long as it's sinking and fully covered.
Boy. That's amazing. I'm already. What would be, and this may be an unfair question, but what would be the most popular item on your menu?
I would say the fette.
Mm.
Well, there are two of them, to be fair.
All right.
So, surprisingly, our very, very famous dish of the day is mujaddara, which is a vegan dish,
mm-hmm.
but even the meat lovers are falling in love with that.
Nice.
And it's bulgur, cracked wheat,
yes.
mm-hmm.
with lentil.
Mm.
And then we add the caramelized onion and fried pita bread, and then the sumac and pomegranate molasses.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we serve it, if you're vegan, with salad. And then if you're vegetarian, with fresh yogurt.
Oh,
wow.
My.
The other dish would be the fette. Fette is huge in Syria. So we wake up on Friday or Saturday, whatever your weekend is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we eat fette and go back to sleep.
See, I'm in love with that already. I love that already.
Yeah, so we gather all the family and friends. We gather together. It's a bed of fried pita bread, and then we put the hot chickpeas on top, and then a very warm layer of tahini with yogurt. And then, of course, it has a lot of flavors to it and spices.
Sure, sure.
And then we sizzle the nuts with clarified butter.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan now, like vegetarian butter that we're using here.
Sure.
And we just put it on top. And it does that sound.
Oh, that's
I love
fantastic.
That
And everyone
sound.
Waits for that sound.
And then you all go back to bed.
Yes, because it's quite filling and heavy. That's why it's a weekend dish. But mm-hmm. people loved it so much here that now we are serving it every day.
Now, you're the sous chef.
Yeah.
So what is required of you? I know your sister is also an owner and your mother.
Yes. So my mother is the main chef. All the food is her recipe.
Okay.
What I do is I am like number two person in the kitchen. So I fix the menu. I actually make some of the food as well.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of the salad bar and, you know, like all the presentation. I also run upstairs every day like zillion times to make also the wraps and to serve With my sister upstairs.
Great.
So I'm kind of the joker in the place.
Oh, I do the dishes too.
Oh my
God. Wow.
Wait a minute. It sounds to me like your sister gets off the hook here.
Yeah. Oh, no. She has lots on her plate. She's managing the whole place. Yeah.
Wow. So tell us how it is that you're a member of the Anti-Noise League. Tell us, what kind of music do you play?
So we make sure in the morning we play the very soft Arabic music. Mm-hmm. So we listen to the great idol Fairuz, who is not only like famous in the Levant area, but she's like internationally famous. And in the Arab world, we call her the sound of angel. Yeah. So we play that. We play other classical Arabic music. And that continues. And then the mood changes gradually throughout the day.
Sure.
So it gets a little more exciting. But we always make sure that the sound is not loud, because a lot of our customers come and enjoy the ambient, because our restaurant looks like a house. So they feel like they're sitting at home, and we want to make sure that they can pull out a conversation without, you know, having to scream.
Yes.
Except on weekends, it gets so loud because of the conversations.
Yes, of course.
And because it's so packed.
How many people can you accommodate?
We can seat up to 25 people. It's a small restaurant. But we actually had a musical night, a Syrian musical night this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And we had about 40 people, like a lot of them were standing. They didn't mind, you know, they just wanted to come. So we reached our capacity.
Fantastic.
Well, that is amazing.
It is amazing.
It sounds like tremendous stuff. I'm going to definitely go check out because Syrian food, you're just describing it. I am all over it.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you very much for coming in today and chatting with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We've been speaking to Delia Alid, the sous chef and co-owner of Zezafoon. It's at 4 Manor Road East, just between the Davisville and Eglinton subway stop. So an easy walk to and from. And they are a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, something that we have set up that promotes restaurants that have a beautiful atmosphere that is conducive for enjoying your meal and for pleasant conversation without having to yell at each other. And you can find out more by going to the Anti-Noise Pollution League Facebook page or go to our website, classicalfm.ca. And